It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, November 25th, 2014. Today we recall the inception of one of America's most revered institutions. On this date in 1792, the Old Farmer's Almanac appeared in print for the first time. For well over a century, with the lone exception of the Bible, it was to be found in more American homes than any other publication. The handy little reference book contains weather forecasts, tide tables, planting charts, astronomical data, recipes, and articles on a number of topics, including gardening, sports, astronomy, and farming. It also includes anecdotes and a section that predicts cultural trends for the coming year. Originally called The Farmer's Almanac, it was edited by Robert B. Thomas. Although there were numerous almanacs available in the late 18th century, Thomas's new one was a resounding success. Its sales tripled in its second year, and the price was right. Sixpence, or about 4 cents today. From its beginning, most of its readers relied on the almanac for its weather predictions. Thomas studied solar activity, astronomical cycles, and weather patterns to develop a secret forecasting formula which is still in use today and is securely locked in a black tin box in the almanac offices in Dublin, New Hampshire. Thomas also had the idea of drilling a hole through its pages so subscribers could hang it from a nail. Editors attempted to get rid of the hole in the 1990s because it was costing them $40,000 a year, and they felt it was no longer needed. Subscribers didn't care for that idea at all, so the little hole in the upper left corner remains. Because his publication had outlasted its competitors, Thomas inserted the word old in the title in 1832, but dropped it a few years later. After his death, the new editor put it back, and in 1848 the book's name was permanently and officially changed to The Old Farmer's Almanac. A treasured part of almanac lore is the story that in 1858, Abraham Lincoln may have used it to argue the innocence of a client who was on trial for murder. Lincoln produced an almanac to refute the testimony of an eyewitness who claimed he had seen the crime by the light of the moon. The book stated that not only was the moon in the first quarter that night, but it was riding low on the horizon, about to set. Lincoln won the case. But because the actual almanac used in the trial has been lost, there is some controversy as to whether Thomas's original Old Farmer's Almanac was the one used, but it still makes for a great story. Through wartime and the Depression, the almanac survived despite the worst blunder in its history when the editor omitted the weather forecasts in 1938. The public outcry resulted in new management and a return to the traditional format. The Old Farmer's Almanac is still in business, cranking out 4 million copies a year. Many of its devoted readers claim that its weather predictions are accurate 80% to 85% of the time. However, scientific calculation yields an accuracy rate of just over 50%, but that hardly seems to matter. The almanac's real value is its continuing presence as a vital piece of genuine Americana. I'm J.D. Reeder, and this is the Reader's Notebook for November 25th, 2014. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.